Welcome back, everyone. Racecast, and I know what you're thinking. Finally, there's a race. We don't have to listen to these two dribble on about stuff we don't want to hear. And that's fine. We're here for the race content, so let's get it. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. The links are in the description. You might be listening to us already, but if you're watching on YouTube, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're probably elsewhere, but they're the main two, and the links will be in the description. If you are here on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, comment, subscribe, like the video. If you are listening, give us 5 stars. It really does help us out. And yeah, we're going to crack on. I'm not going to waste your time. Let's get on with it.
All right, guys, welcome along. Luke, I have to say that you were smashing that intro until the...
There was a tongue twister in there. I'm sure it was a tongue twister.
It was good. It was good. How have you been?
Yes, not bad. Not bad. I'm glad the weather's a bit cooler. I don't know about anyone else, but I mean, I'm much more of a winter man anyway. I like wearing hoodies, big coats.
Yeah.
So the colder weather is appreciated. I think it's meant to get hot again. Boiling in here. By the end of this, we're going to be dripping.
To be fair, last week you said, oh, if you're red, it's because I've just played football. You haven't played football and you're still red.
No, yeah, I probably am. That might be sunburn. I was out on Saturday.
Anything good happening? Anything good happened over last week since we last spoke?
Well, nothing. If I say no, that makes it sound like everything has been bad. But nothing's been good. Nothing's been bad. It's just been, you know, a standard week.
Oh, good.
Really? Nothing to complain about. You?
Good. I started exercising, believe it or not.
This isn't going to last long.
No, honestly, I will get onto F1 in a bit, but I want to get fit. Not in the sense of like buff, but I want to get toned and I want to be fit. You know, I want to be able to just go for a run and quite, you know, comfortably. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
And I think, you know, for me, I'm getting old now. So I've started doing that.
Yeah, Matt is 40 for those of you that don't.
Oh, I'm not 40. I started doing that.
You're going grey though.
But I've been going grey for ages.
Couch to 5K, you don't need to do that.
No, but it's good because it gets you into the... Initially, over the next couple of weeks, it gets you
do a minute run. It's good if you're a middle-aged woman.
Yeah, but I'm...
You do not need that. You can get off your ass, put some running shoes on, get out there, and you can run a 5K.
I did that one time.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago.
So what's changed
a few
months now? Ago.
Yeah, I kind of like it because I'm doing it with my wife.
I'm going, because it's easier.
It is easier, yeah, but it's getting me back into it.
Exercise is not supposed to be easy.
No, but it gets me back into it.
Life is not supposed to be easy. Take on these challenges.
Okay, well, I am taking on these challenges, hence why I'm doing it. So surely it's better I'm doing something than nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not the greatest way to look at the world.
Well, no, look, I'm starting off.
Are you doing everything to the best of your ability?
But I will be. Give me a few weeks, I'll be running 10K.
I don't believe that. I'll stick around for a few weeks and we'll see if he's run 10K.
But no, I'm also doing some like at-home workouts, you know, like ab workouts.
It's definitely good to get on the train, and it's hard to get on the train for working out if you're sitting at home thinking, I want to do it. Just do it. And that's the hardest thing. Like, I know I'm in a very good gym routine now. I know that's why you're all here. You want to hear about this stuff. And like now, I go Monday to Friday, but with a friend, it's much easier. Go with a friend. But now if I don't go, I don't like it. Like I was saying to Ruth on the way, because she came with us to the gym just to do her own thing. And like walking there, I was like, I think going to the gym is my favorite part of the day.
Do you think? I think it's hard. Like, well, it's raining. From my aspect, it's difficult with my shifts. So for years, for you guys who don't know, I'm a nurse. So I've had a lot of nights. I've had a lot of weekends. I've had a lot of different shifts, you know, to work until like 9, 10 at night. It's hard to get into a routine, especially, you know, going to the gym. It works out okay for you because you have that time. For me, now with my new job, just working Monday to Friday, the issue is I still don't know what time I finish. It could be like 5, it could be 6, it could be 7. But I want to start making sure that throughout that week I do a bit of running.
It is much harder with, like, when you are working shifts and stuff. And I don't want to sound like out of touch, but I have worked jobs in my life where... I was a full-time removal man, and that was
I forgot you did that.
A physically intense job, right?
Yeah.
I was doing 25K steps a day, but you're carrying heavy shit all day. And I still made sure that sometimes I'd start at 7, 6 o'clock, wouldn't finish until maybe 7, 8 o'clock. You know, the average day was like 10 hours, I would say. And I would still make sure I got down the gym afterwards. Oh, now, I appreciate some people have other responsibilities where that's not possible, but there is always time somewhere across a week, even if you've only got time for one session or two sessions. There is time. Everyone has time.
Granted, majority of my excuses were I just didn't have the motivation to do it.
Yeah, so and that's the thing.
If I did have time, I just wouldn't do it.
And because it's so easy also to be like, oh, you know, I've worked for the last 2 days. I don't have time. Mm. When you do have time, and it's it's just taking that step of actually being like, no, I do have time. I'm just going to go and do it, even if I really, really, really don't want to.
Yeah, and I think that it's the hard bit. It's that motivation bit. Like now I'm doing it with my wife, so it's easy.
Yeah, so that's why I say having a gym partner. I mean, I go with Glenn five times a week.
Yeah, it's nice. And, you know, I used to go with Scott to the gym, but the issue is he was in the gym in Eastbourne. We live in Seaford. Going home from work and then having to drive to Eastbourne.
Yeah.
Getting that motivation. So now I'm trying not to worry about the gym or anything like that. But, you know, it's couch to 5K thing. Granted, I could do probably a 5K and without thinking about it. But the thing I like about it is getting me into a routine now that actually I have in time, I won't even think about it because I'll just automatically be in that, like, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Well, yeah, if you need it to get out of the house, then use whatever.
And see, well done. Yeah, I know you're looking at me and going, no, you don't need that.
It's only because I think I know that you can do it. So it's a bit like, you know,
yeah,
just do it. But if that's what it takes to get you to the point where you realise you can do it, then...
Well, it's so the nice thing is, you go down to the beach, you've got a whole thing, you've got a whole...
Yeah, we're lucky, we've got some nice running spots.
But you're not here for gym talk, sorry, that went on for a bit a while.
I did.
But let us know, what do you do? Are you one of those people who make excuses not to go to the gym or do exercise, or are you one of those people who actually religiously have your set plans? And if you do, let me know, because don't get me wrong, I'm never going to be hench, but I think I could be toned and I feel like I could feel better in myself. I've always wanted to be toned. Do you know what I mean? Have like a six pack as such.
Yeah, you can't have any toned body fat on you anyway.
Yeah, well, but
you've probably never met Matt in person.
Why
but,
would you?
But when you do, you'll realise if you look at him sideways, you actually can't see him. he's a 2D human. So you can't have much body fat.
People love me on like a tube.
Yeah, because you take up no room.
I take up no room, yeah.
But one thing, actually, to link this to F1, people don't realise the amount of fitness training that F1 drivers have to go through.
It's mental, isn't it? Absolutely mental,
Of the workouts that they're doing. And I mean, you know, it's easy to think, oh, driving, how that can't be that physical. I don't know if any of you have ever been even go-karting. Jesus Christ, you come out of it, you're sweating buckets.
The mad thing is how much they lose per race.
Yeah.
Hang on, while you're talking, let me ask how much weight they lose.
Was Hamilton saying they lose up to 3 kg? I think there was an interview you did on the Graham Norton show. So you think these are like, you know, they're top-end athletes, which I always found like strange to think about because their job is essentially sitting down and letting something else do the work for you. You know, it's like a...
Yeah.
So a lorry driver being like, well, you know, I need to be in peak physical condition to take this truck from Eastbourne to Skegness. Like, I mean, it just doesn't, it's hard to actually sort of compute that they do need to be really, really physically fit.
So as a result, drivers generally tend to lose about 2 to 3 kgs per race. This can rise to 4 kg in hotter conditions, such as in races at Singapore, Malaysia. Yeah. That's mad.
Yeah, that is. So... I mean, I don't know if any of you watched... Did you watch... Charles Leclerc has a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I did.
And he did a day in the life of...
It was good, wasn't it?
But he did like 2 workouts in that day.
What's your excuse then? You have more time in a day. Why are you only doing 1 workout?
I actually do sometimes do 2.
Do you?
Sometimes I do 3 if I've got football in the evening as well.
Yeah, true.
But you know, and it was like a horrible, it looked horrible. If there's one thing I hate, it's running.
Yeah.
And they do, looks like a lot of running. And he was running up some like mountain, it looked like. And I just thought like, I couldn't do it.
We will get onto the news in a second, but don't you find it weird that these drivers do so much exercise? They go to the gym, they go running, they do all this, but no one seems to have injuries. Like, you know, do you ever notice that? Like, when was the last time you saw a driver? I mean, obviously, Lewis Hamilton, for example, couldn't do it because he had COVID and that. When was the last time you saw a driver not be able to compete in a race because they've, you know, rolled an ankle or something?
Is that, that's weird, isn't it? Because, you know, football, some players won't play because they've got a dead leg in training or something. I just think, what would it take for an F1 driver to be like, oh, no, I can't race this weekend, lad.
Lando Norris was basically couldn't breathe properly because he was ill that time. I can't remember where that was this year.
Who was it that was... I don't know if it was Raikkonen. I might be making this up. Was it not Raikkonen that, like, threw up in his helmet once?
Yeah, was it Raikkonen? I know it was a Ferrari driver.
Yeah, someone threw up in their helmet once.
What about Sergio Perez, who sneezed? Do you remember that? That was, for some reason, like, that made such big news.
Yeah, but wasn't he, like, going into a corner?
Yeah.
I mean,
did you ever think F1 drivers could sneeze? Well, here you go. It's the most bizarre thing.
Yeah, well, it's because people are like... But I guess sneezing is just an instinct, isn't it? I mean, if you've got something up your nose, your body just goes, right, we're getting that out.
Don't get me wrong. You've got drivers, for example, Kubica. He was in that road, that rally car driver accident.
He's got something wrong with his arm or hand, hasn't he?
But you don't hear, and that was in off-season, but you never hear of drivers go, I can't compete because I've got a dead leg or... I rolled an ankle
I pulled my shoulder while I was training the other week or something.
Let us know. We might be wrong here, but I can't remember the last time a driver said, I can't race because, I went running and I rolled an ankle.
So now, is it just one of those of where they're just like, well, if they're in pain, they're in pain. They just fight through it. Or is it that it actually just doesn't happen?
They're in such physically good condition that it
Yeah, but then that can't be true because, I mean, rugby players.
Yeah.
Football players in particular... are like on the top end of the athlete spectrum nowadays.
Yeah, true. It's weird though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is weird. Let us know. Comment down below. Right, shall we talk about F1 news?
Yes.
Your favourite segment of the week. So, Mick Schumacher, obviously still isn't confirmed for next year. He has not signed a new contract. Reports are saying Mick Schumacher's Formula 1 future may be in doubt after Haas have announced that Antonio Giovinazzi would be participating in two practice sessions for the team this season. Ahead of this weekend's Belgium Grand Prix, Haas revealed that he would be driving for them in FP1 for the Grand Prix in Italy and United States.
Can I just confirm, because I don't know the answer here, is he their like reserve driver?
I don't think he was, no. Because wasn't he Ferrari's reserve driver?
Surely not.
No, I think he is. Let me have a look. Let me have a butcher's. But what's your thoughts on this?
For the record, I really liked Giovinazzi. But I wouldn't necessarily say that he demonstrated that he's got, any more skill than Mick.
No.
I don't think Mick has demonstrated his full potential. And maybe that's true also for Giovinazzi, but...
Yeah, Giovinazzi is Ferrari's reserve driver. And so is Mick Schumacher, to be fair. That's what it says here. And let me have a look. Perhaps he is for both.
So who's...
Haas is Fittipaldi.
What, Pietro?
Huh?
Pietro Fittipaldi?
It is, yeah. He's Haas. And the next one... Oh, God. That's not the word. Yeah. So, I thought Giovinazzi was Ferrari's.
I don't know. If that's their plan, they're going to see how he runs. I personally I don't understand it because Giovinazzi's had an opportunity in, albeit not that much better, but a better car in the Alfa Romeo. And it didn't work out particularly well for him.
So if you were a Haas at the moment, who would you pick? Mick Schumacher or Giovinazzi?
You've got to take Mick. In my opinion, that really... I know I've made a lot of bad calls, like last week saying Alpine should take Danny Rick. I know I went back on it pretty quick. but I feel like Mick Schumacher is the obvious call here, surely.
I liked Giovinazzi when he was at Alfa Romeo, I did. I thought he was a good driver. But I think if you're building for the future, you need to give Mick a bit more time. And this is where it's interesting. So Haas team principal Günther Steiner has revealed that the single criteria that Mick Schumacher must achieve to secure a new F1 contract is, can you guess what it is?
Is it a certain amount of points?
So, yeah, he said, on what Schumacher needs to do is to convince the team is score more points.
Yeah, and I think we've been fairly critical of Schumacher in, like, not a malicious way, but a sort of an encouraging way, where we're expecting more from him throughout the season. And I think he was slowly starting to show that. He was coming through. I think the second half of the season is important for him. I think if he has a really poor second half of the season, then I would understand Haas looking elsewhere. I'm just not sure if Giovinazzi is the right person, you know, but it could work out.
The interesting thing about this is you're coming up to the end of the summer break. Schumacher last year, granted, he was in a tractor. You know, that was an awful car. Worst car we've seen in F1 in
ages. And, you know, he did consistently beat his teammate.
He did, but that wasn't hard. It was massive.
It wasn't hard.
Obviously, if Haas were that confident in Mick, they would have signed him up by now. There's obviously something there that Günther Steiner believes actually he may not be the person to lead this team forward. You know, obviously they've signed Magnussen. They've got Magnussen. He's already there for next year.
Yeah.
Mick Schumacher was meant to be the one for the future. So there's two aspects to this. Do they see that actually they don't see him in the future for Haas? They don't think he's actually good enough? Or is there something actually on the cusp that actually Mick might be going somewhere else, which they don't know about, or we don't know about?
I can't imagine it would be... Well, Mick obviously had the situation where he was asked a question about going to Aston Martin, which I think we touched on the other week.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, maybe, you never know. And then Günther Steiner didn't react too well to it. Which I can understand. But I can't imagine at the moment other teams would be queuing up to sign Mick Schumacher, personally.
And if you can't get a job in Haas, it's very unlikely you're going to get a job elsewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
The only one who actually potentially he could go to is Williams.
Yeah, obviously that seat is open. And, you know, I said what I said last week about, was it last week or the week before, getting the
cock on your hat, the cock on your face.
Yeah, the knob on my head. You know, that seat should be free at the end of the season, but that move doesn't make any sense to me. At least the Haas is competitive now, semi-competitive, you know, for points.
Well, they got the Ferrari engine, haven't they? And that seems to be causing them issues this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's causing them issues, but also getting them points at the same time.
It definitely improved from last year. Definitely improved. It couldn't be any worse.
You would hope so, though.
Let us know. Who would you... Yeah, no, definitely. Let us know. Who would you prefer, Giovinazzi or Mick Schumacher? Other news. Kimi Raikkonen made his debut in NASCAR. Did you see how this went?
I didn't, but I did read... a few tweets about he looked very happy, apparently.
He did look happy until he crashed.
He crashed.
Wait, I say he crashed. He got kind of taken out.
Am I right in thinking that NASCAR is just driving around in a circle?
Some circuits, I think. I don't think it's always like that.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I haven't watched much NASCAR. All the NASCAR I've seen, they go around in a circle.
Yeah, and that's why it doesn't really interest
me. But this crash... They looked like there was corners and everything, and he got taken out.
Do you know what I do know about NASCAR?
Yeah.
Montoya. What I hope I know about NASCAR, because I'm about to drop a fact, so I hope it's true. How they calculate first place is not like who finishes like in front, so to speak. It's who has finished with the highest average speed.
Is it? I didn't actually know that.
I think that's true.
I don't think I've ever watched a NASCAR race.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I am pretty sure that's how they do it. Because especially in those round things, I don't know if, like I said, I didn't know they raced on proper tracks. I've not watched it, but yeah, because they...
I'll show you the crash after. It's quite amusing. It's just literally just over a bump and then into a fence.
I mean, it must be quite strange going from... I don't know if any of you have played the new F1 22 game, but you can drive supercars in there as well. You go from driving... the F1 cars in it, and I know this is not real life, but there's obviously similarities in the differences that the game represents. Going from the F1 car to then driving the supercar, oh my god, it's hard. Like, The F1 car, I appreciate it's probably much, much harder to drive in real life, but the way it sticks to the road and stuff, is so, you have to drive them so differently. So this must be quite weird. I know he's done, he went to rally, didn't he, for a bit?
He has done a bit, yeah.
But yeah, you know, being in F1 all those years, where you've got these cars that are literally designed to be glued to the road.
And now you've got like this box, this big like...
Yeah, like
box,
chunky car. It must be strange, but... So I'll probably have to try and catch a race. I'd like to see it.
Raikkonen, I hope your next race gets better. That's what I hope for you. Other news, Hamilton remains the only driver in F1 history to have won at least one race in every season he's completed since making his debut in 2007. The seven-time world champion is currently enduring his longest winless streak of his career, having gone 14 races since his last victory at the 2021 Saudi Grand Prix. The question is, I know we briefly touched on this last week, do you think he will win this year, or do you think his streak will be over? Whenever someone says about a streak, I always think like The Undertaker at WrestleMania. I don't know why.
And that did end.
It did end. Do you know who it was?
No, I actually don't.
Brock Lesnar. I don't know how I know this.
Finished him with an FU. Was his the F5? John Cena was FU.
I have no idea.
Brock Lesnar was F5.
Was it?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how I remember this. I just know I was quite a big fan of Undertaker when I was younger. But do you think he will win, or do you think his endless streak will be over?
His streak
will be over. Hmm. Will be ended.
I do genuinely believe he will win a race.
Yeah.
The Mercedes has shown us that race pace is on point most races. There is a gap to the front runners.
Yeah.
But I mean, recently the Mercs have shown that they're able to outpace at least Perez and Sainz.
Yeah. Sainz is looking better. Before the summer break, he was starting to show pure class.
Yeah, but you say that. I mean, both Lewis and George, I know they messed up with the pit stop in France.
Yeah.
Was it France? They messed up his pit stop?
So Leclerc was in Silverstone, Sainz was in France.
He started like from the back. Did Leclerc crash? It was France.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, but it's just I don't remember it being France, but it must have been.
No, it was France.
But yeah, I feel, you know, especially at Silverstone, you know, Hamilton was right on his ass. I just feel like those Mercs are closing that gap, and you know, it's not unfair to say that Verstappen and Leclerc have been the fastest drivers.
Yeah.
Out of those cars, you know, Leclerc's been faster than Sainz, Verstappen obviously faster than Perez. So it's just whether, obviously, the flexi floor rules are coming in.
Be interesting to see who it benefits.
No, and I don't think we've had any confirmed news on who was breaking the rules.
I don't think we will.
Or bending the rules, whatever. But the speculation is that it was Ferrari and it was Red Bull. And that this could affect their pace in quite a dramatic way.
See, I don't think we will be told, but I think we'll know through performances.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, Spa is going to tell us everything about... And also there's, you know, the engine freeze comes in. So teams are going to be bringing engine upgrades pretty soon. Well, I mean, really, this is the... I'm not sure when in September they come in. Is this their only weekend?
I think they got two weekends.
Okay, left. So, you know...
I think.
And that might change nothing. But it could change dramatically. We've seen mid-season be big turning points.
Yeah.
You know, the main one would be... Look at that Braun season. I know we talk about it quite a lot, but... That's quite a big one where, you know, Button won more or less every race the first half of that season.
And then afterwards, all teams clocked on and it was like, nah.
Yeah.
Talking about, have you read the book yet?
Still not touched it. Have no plans to. Respect him. Not going to read his book.
It's a good book. It's a good book. Don't you think it's mad? Hamilton has gone 14 races without a win. That's mad when you say Lewis Hamilton has gone 14 races without a win, don't you? It's weird.
Is it not 50?
It's 14. Haven't gone 14 races, it says. Oh, here.
How many races have we had this season?
Saudi Arabia was his last one. So I'm assuming we've had... You had then Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, what? 13 races this season.
I'm so glad we got that one covered.
It is strange.
If you're not watching, you look at us and Luke does this thing where he confuses me. I give a stat. I know I'm right in it, but then he makes me out to be like I've lied about it. So then I have to question myself.
Well, I just didn't know if it was actually 50. It's obviously however many races we've had.
Yeah, 14, I told you.
Hasn't won this season.
Yeah.
But then I didn't know whether we were including...
Okay. Haven't gone 14 races since his last victory in 2001 at Saudi Arabia. I told you that in my spill.
In my spill?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's move on, shall we?
It is. Do you know how long his longest run was previously?
Well, wins?
In a season, the longest it had taken him to get a win. How many races in a single season had it taken him to get a win? What, so you think in his whole career, even though he didn't win his first race in F1 until, wasn't it like his seventh race?
So seven?
No.
Eight?
No.
Six?
No.
19?
No. 19?
I don't know, I'm making up numbers here.
10. That was the longest he had gone in a season without winning a race.
Okay, what year was that? His first year? No, it wasn't.
No, because he won Canada in his first year, and I'm pretty sure that was the seventh race.
Stupid. Idiot.
Yeah, I did also just say that.
Fucking hell. Jesus, going well. Would you like other news?
Yeah.
Danny Rick, I have to congratulate you, because it's actually some happy news.
It's not about him getting an upgrade on the F1 game, is it?
It's not, no.
Did you see that? He got an upgrade.
For what?
That's pretty much what the general consensus was.
Danny Rick got an upgrade for what in the F1 game? Well,
I can't tell you. I don't know.
What's he do? Nothing.
I mean, Charles Leclerc got a downgrade. So he got downgraded. Danny Rick out of nowhere gets upgraded.
That is mental.
And
perhaps they feel sorry for him. There's someone at is it Codemasters?
Well, it's EA now. EA. But I think EA just bought Codemasters.
Yeah, can you imagine? There's someone at EA going, look, he's a lovely guy. He's got
a great smile.
He's got a great smile. Great hair. Come on, let's just give him an upgrade. Well, no, we can't do that. No, honestly.
What I find strange is they had the audacity to upgrade him and then, just be like, Leclerc on the other hand. Nah.
We can understand Leclerc's downgrade because, he just crashes.
Kind of.
But,
he doesn't just crash. In fairness, a lot of it has been because the car's getting down.
True. Okay. Let's not get into that. Anyway, good news, all right? Danny Rick has got a girlfriend.
Nice,
yeah.
He's going to need a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, he's dating an ex-driver's daughter. Do you know who it is?
Can you give me three drivers and I'll guess?
Okay.
I just, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where you give me a little selection. So, I'll just do like three. I don't need four. Okay. Three's fine.
So, first one is Damon Hill. Okay. Next one is Gerhard Berger. And third one is Heidfeld. Nick Heidfeld.
Well, I feel like it's not that, because you're about to say like Fred or something.
I was trying to think of her last one. I wouldn't expect you to test me. Okay, it's out of the two.
I feel like Damon Hill's a bit too easy. So I'm going to say the middle guy.
Called Gerhard Berger. Yes, you're correct. He is dating 25-year-old aspiring actress. Always makes me laugh when they say aspiring actress. They're not an actress. They're only like...
Good. I mean, that I could be...
They're doing some drama classes because their dad's paid some money.
I could be an aspiring actor and I'm just jobless.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell
you... You're a content creator.
I'm an aspiring content creator. Yeah. That's what I'm going to tell people at the next family party.
Heidi's father is ex-Formula 1 racer Gerhard Berger, who was more recently the owner of Red Bull sister team AlphaTauri.
Jesus, he must have some money then.
He definitely has some money.
Gerhard Berger.
You never heard of him?
I have, but that's just I don't know. I don't like remember him. I just know the name because it's quite a cool name.
It is, isn't it? I like it. Well, congratulations, Danny. That's probably the nicest news we've covered this year on the podcast
regarding Ricardo.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, no, he's had a tough year, and he's had a tough reception on this podcast. But you know, we said we like him.
Yeah, congrats. Hope it all goes well. Right, in other news, Christian Horner has slammed the FIA. Well, actually, for the first time, this is a story I can get behind. Okay. Christian Horner has slammed the FIA for not protecting F1's historic races with the future of the Belgium Grand Prix at risk. Neither Monaco nor Belgium have a deal in place for next season, despite their lucrative status amongst fans.
Yeah, so...
Well, that's probably the best thing you've said.
Yeah, fair enough, Horner.
So, obviously, Spa, Monaco, not confirmed for next year. Should they be on the calendar for next year?
Yes. And I mean, we've definitely discussed this sort of thing where, okay, it's great having tracks all around the world. And, you know, now we've got quite a few in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like that, you know, we go there and we get like night races, for example. I think that's cool. And then you go to America. And I know there's also about the tracks, but I'm talking about like everything. As watching... As a fan, you know, you go to America and we get to watch a race at night here. But there are certain tracks which are brilliant tracks.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think there are some tracks within the sport now that is... They don't seem like racing tracks.
No.
And it's clear why... Formula One are there, and that's fine. Money talks. Money is good for the sport.
Yeah.
But we do have to strike a balance. I mean, what are they planning on replacing? And we, you know, we'd be the first to say we fucking hate Monaco.
But, you know, I'm not too upset about Monaco. If Monaco's not there, I'm not too upset
about
it.
But now really think about it, right? If you do take it out of the calendar, does it seem like an F1 season? I don't know.
If you gave me a choice between Spa and Monaco,
yeah,
Spa all day long. Like you say, it's one of those races. The issue is with Monaco, don't get me wrong, it's iconic. It is something if you say Monaco, you go F1. You know, they go hand in hand. Granted, I get it. For my aspect, I just find it a boring weekend. Mm. That's my personal opinion. And we've discussed this in the past.
I think qualifying... is exciting.
Yeah,
at Monaco.
And I know a lot of people, when we discussed this before, were like, oh, well, you know, F1, Monaco is all about the qualifying. I don't just want to watch an hour or 45 minutes of qualifying. Yeah, no, I want to watch a race.
Yeah, you know, the other tracks, it comes down to qualifying and the race.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit pointless having a Sunday if the Saturday is all that matters.
Yeah, and look, like we said, if you get rid of the barriers... it'd be an exciting race.
Life jackets, don't worry. You know, I have a little fact about Monaco.
Yeah.
Look at that, coming through with them today. Monaco is the only track on the calendar where the drivers have to turn the steering wheel more than 180 degrees.
Is it?
Yep.
Where did you find that stat?
Can't remember, actually. I think maybe I was setting up my steering wheel for F1. So, yeah, it's obviously...
Look at you.
I don't know what it's called. That horrible hairpin.
Yeah, I know which one you mean. Yeah.
That's the only corner in the whole of the calendar where the steering wheel has to turn more than 180 degrees.
There you go. Stat. So, I would not be, as I said, too disheartened if Monaco wasn't on the calendar. However, I don't mind it being on there. I get that it's all about qualifying. I just find it very boring. My personal opinion.
We've already lost too many quality tracks, in my opinion. Yeah. And we've spoken about the good tracks that we miss. But the thing is, right, is because they're talking about having even more races next season. Am I right in thinking it's either one or two more races?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's been released, but I don't know what those tracks are that they're planning on bringing in. But if you take out another two, what are we replacing them with? Okay, I mean, I can't wrap my head around wanting to get rid of Spa. I think the complications around Monaco is to do with the rights, the broadcasting rights, because yeah. don't Monaco own that? They so own they that. Do all of the camera.
And they kind work. Of they don't want to spend the money anymore.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you all watched it this year. The broadcast was clapped. Yeah. It was crap. It kept like cutting out. Camera kept going all like fuzzy and blurry. So I can sort of understand the dispute there, but Spa. Yeah. I mean, that just in my head, all I'm thinking is, okay, they're going to replace it with some recently made track, which is just in a country that is going to pay them loads of money.
See, like this year, for example, I'm excited. Japan is back. Suzuka yeah. is back. I quality think that's a quality track. I like China.
Yeah.
That's for me, I just associate that with like when you play F1 games. Like it's one of the first races of the season where you kind of like, it's a cool track.
Are we going back to Malaysia?
Not this year.
See,
not this
that
year.
Upsets me. I like that track.
So because ultimately we've got Belgium, Netherlands, Italy, Singapore, Japan, United States, Mexico, Brazil and Abu Dhabi. Like I thought this year, do you know one track which I did like towards the end of last year was Qatar.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I know it was, you know, a new track and everything. I thought it was actually quite a good track.
I thought they'd done quite a good job.
Yeah.
Honestly. Compared to some of the new tracks that crop up.
Yeah. Obviously, we haven't got that this year because of the World Cup. So it'll be back in the 2021 calendar, 2023 calendar.
Oh, obviously, next year we've got Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's one of the new tracks coming in.
So, I mean, I don't want to lose Belgium. Spa, I love. I love Spa. Don't get me wrong, last year was, as you say, clapped crap.
It's
iconic.
Stupid.
Spa is iconic. I love Spa. Let us know what your thoughts are. What tracks would you like to see come back? Hockenheim, I would love to see back. The trees.
Hockenheim is just, I think that's one of the best tracks.
Yeah.
I love
Hockenheim, yeah.
Malaysia, again, I love the big straight.
Yeah.
Hairpin, big straight. I love that track.
I don't know why you can't just keep some all the iconic ones. Get rid of things like Monaco. I'm going to get hated. I know you guys are going to slate me. I know that. I'm sorry, but
we all have our preferences. I can understand the Monaco hate. Fair enough, you can't and you love it. If you want to waste a Sunday watching a race for an hour and a half, that's fine. That's on you. But we don't have to like it.
We don't have to. But guys, yeah, let us know. Would you like to get in talking about Spa?
I think it's an appropriate segue, having just spoken about it.
But please, F1, don't get rid of Spa. I love Spa. Please put it on the calendar for next year.
Yeah, and you guys listening. Well, really, it will be the guys watching because I'm going to want you to comment something. What tracks do you want them to bring back? If we could bring back one track. If you were in charge and next season you can bring back one track, what's it going to be? For me, Hockenheim on Malaysia.
But Hockenheim with the trees.
It's got to have the trees. I remember the trees from Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
But Malaysia, that is definitely a game a track I associate the game with.
Yeah.
I used to love racing around that track.
Hockenheim, can you imagine the drone shots you could get when the car's going down that straight?
Oh, it'd be
beautiful,
great.
Beautiful.
It would be great.
Right, so Spa, this is a chance, Luke, and you guys can play at home, where you have a chance of me paying 1 month of your mortgage.
All I will say, disclaimer, before, I know exactly how many laps the race is.
How many laps?
44.
Okay, congratulations. Right, so here's your quiz, okay?
That is all I know. What I will say is also my memory is terrible when it comes to remembering tracks. There are like very few that I can in detail remember.
Yeah. Okay. You ready for this?
Yes.
How many DRS zones are there?
I know there's definitely one as you come out. Is it Eau Rouge?
Yep.
As you come up there. So, Spa, I'm trying to picture it. I can picture after that corner. I don't think there's one on the pit straight because that's when you like come through and then you go down and so I don't think they'd have DRS there because you'd almost pick up too much speed.
You're looking at me wanting to give you the answer.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to read it. So I'm gonna say two.
Two. Congratulations. Right. This is a chance for a food shop.
Okay, hit me.
When was the first Grand Prix held in Spa?
I'm going to say 1950.
You've looked at this.
Oh, I swear to God.
It's correct.
So what I was thinking, right, is Spa. That is a historic track.
Yeah.
It must have been in the first season. And it started in 1950.
Yeah.
So I just went for it.
Well done. Shit. Okay. Right.
Not crying, are you, mate?
I'm actually quite upset. So I was hoping I was going to go the whole season without winning anything. Right, lap record. And this is for the mortgage, but you have to get the driver who got the record.
Oh, God.
I'll give you a disclaimer as well. I'll give you a bit of a helping hand. The fastest lap was in 2018.
Yeah, so I know Seb had a pretty good time there in the Ferrari.
Okay.
Well, that's not strictly true because he didn't in 2019. Charles won it, didn't he? Seb won it in 2018, relatively comfortably.
I love this. He just really goes into depth. I feel like sometimes I should ask this question prior.
I'm just trying to think. It might have been 2017 that he won it. I think it was 2017 because Raikkonen had an issue. I think he got tagged in that massive crash light at the start. 2017 was Seb. 2018 was Lewis. So I'm going to say Lewis Hamilton has the fastest lap and it's a 1:34.7.
You've looked at this.
I promise you I haven't.
There's no way you can get three of these answers correct.
Did I get?
There's no way.
Right, look at me. I swear to God, I have not looked at this.
That's a good job I'm trolling you.
No, why would you do that?
Lap record was 1:46.286, and it was Valtteri Bottas in 2018.
Bottas?
Yep. Well, that's what it says here. A good chance here to win.
Can we just confirm, Lewis won that race, though?
I think he did. I'll double check for you in a second.
I know Leclerc won 2019. Then I'm sure it was Lewis 2018. And I'm pretty sure it was then Seb won it comfortably in 2017.
So I can tell you in Belgium, it was Seb who won in 2018.
So was it Lewis 2017?
So in 2017, the winner of the Belgium Grand Prix was Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, I got it the wrong way round.
Right, okay.
Wait, but Bottas didn't have a...
Look, I'm only going by what it tells me. It's on the F1 website. Don't hate the game.
I don't think he had a very good race in... It was either 17 or 18. Maybe, I think it was 18. He didn't have a great race. Maybe they pitted him at the end. Fresh tyres.
And fresh tyres. Well, Bottas
is... You can remember that long ago.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't find it. Okay, right. I've got a whole new...
1:47. Got it. It is a long track, isn't it?
1:46. But it's fine. We'll let you off.
Still got it wrong.
I'll let you...
Shave your head.
Nope.
No.
So, if you get this next one correct, I will come round and I'll clean your whole house.
Need cleaning? What are you trying to say?
No, I'll clean your house for a month. Okay, I'll wash up. I do everything. I'm that confident you won't get this. When was the Belgium or Spa track built?
What are we talking about? When was it completed?
When was it built? That's what it says. So yeah, I suppose completed. Yeah.
If it's that like so that's completion date.
We'll say completion date. Yeah.
Well. What would they have been racing around it, but much before the 50s? I'm going to say 47.
Nope, 1921.
What were they racing around there?
When was the first... Having hosted a non-championship Grand Prix as long ago as 1924, Belgium iconic circuit was one of just seven to be part of F1's maiden championship in 1950. So basically, they were just doing random non-championship...
So horses going around there and stuff.
No. Yeah, my horses.
They didn't have like proper... Well, they did have cars, but I'm sure they weren't very quick.
No. Back then. Would you like to know the schedule?
Yes.
Right, so FP1 is on Friday, 1 till 2. Mm-hmm. FP2 is 4 till 5 on Friday.
Lovely.
On Saturday, FP3 is 12 till 1. Qualifying is 3 till 4 on Saturday. And the race is 2 till 4.
I...
On Sunday.
Love that. I'm so glad that it's back. What I am going to check is when are Liverpool playing this weekend?
I don't know.
This is the problem, right? Now we've got the F1 season and the football season. I'm sure many of you are...
Who are you pick? What are you watching though?
I'll be flicking.
Okay.
I'll be going between the two. I'll have one up on my laptop. I'll honestly probably have the race on the TV, football on my laptop.
Yeah.
I think a big part of that is because we've just had the break. Liverpool are upsetting me a little bit at the moment.
Are they?
And I'm so curious to see what these rule changes are going to do. So yeah, I want to watch the race on the big screen.
Looking ahead to Spa, so obviously during the summer break, we knew Alpine announced Piastri. He's coming to join. He signed a new contract. Piastri said, "I don't know what you're on about. That didn't happen."
Yeah, you're
lying. We haven't heard anything since. That tweet is still up on Alpine's Twitter. Very bizarre.
Well, so they're firm in it.
Yeah, they're not denying it at all. So the one thing I'm looking forward to this weekend is actually hearing from Alpine bosses, working out what is happening. We're also going to hear from Fernando Alonso, obviously his move to Aston Martin. This weekend alone, for news-wise, is going to be brilliant. Mick Schumacher, is he going to get a new contract? What's Gunther Steiner going to say? There's so many talking points.
Latifi,
still going to be back of the grid. I'm so happy I made that bet of the season. It's such an easy bet that I'm never going to get a tattoo.
It is, but you did sweat at one point. On
Silverstone, I had a sweat, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, what is your predictions? Who is your top three for this weekend's Spa Grand Prix? Last week, you said Hamilton and Russell, P1, P2.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to go here. Hamilton, Russell, I'm going to go Hamilton, Verstappen, Russell. I think... Right.
Hamilton, Verstappen, Russell.
So, right, what I'm anticipating, Mr. Hindsight, is that the flexi floor changes is actually going to bring the gap closer together, okay. Right?
Yep.
Mercedes, as far as we are aware, are bringing some engine upgrades.
Yep.
Potential other upgrades. Nothing's been confirmed, but I'm sure that the engine upgrade is something that has been spoken about for quite a long time. I think it's going to bring that gap closer together. I think Max Verstappen is a better driver than George Russell. He's faster.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see the two best drivers at the front of the grid again.
Okay. So your top three, just to recap, is P1...
P1, Lewis, but it could easily be Lewis or Max.
Okay, P2.
Max could be Lewis. My money is on Lewis, Max, George.
Lewis, Max, George. Okay, fine. So for me, it is going to be Max first, Sainz second, Lewis third.
So what's happened to Charles?
He had a spin, first corner, got taken out by Joel.
First corner.
No, I don't know. I just have a bit. I don't know. I just think Sainz showed real class towards the summer break, before the summer break, and I just think actually he's going to be up there now. He's going to be back there fighting. Leclerc, I think, will finish P4.
I just think, yeah. I just don't trust those Ferraris now.
No.
I now. I'm going into race weekends with the anticipation that something is going to go wrong. And I gave them the benefit of the doubt, I think, on the last prediction, where I actually said, they can't get it wrong again, surely. And no, they did. And they've come out over the summer break with some pretty strange... disingenuous quotes.
Benotto saying, "Yeah, everything's good here."
Yeah, that to me just says we're not making any changes. We think we're on the right track. Whether that's true or not, you know, we'll find out. But me taking it in as a consumer of everything they're saying, I'm thinking, why would I have faith in you?
Well, there's reports this week saying that Ferrari are not blaming Binotto for what has happened this year.
Yeah, I was reading that.
Which is just really bizarre. Like,
so you're not going to blame the man in charge?
No.
That, you know...
Blame the deputy.
Yeah, who else? Who are you blaming then? That's that just, you know, it shows that there's got to be something wrong within there to, you know, and it might not necessarily be Binotto's fault, but it's Binotto's job to take control of the situation and make sure it doesn't happen moving
forward. He's in charge. He's in charge.
Yeah.
So for you guys who are new to F1, let's just quickly recap on last year's race. It was a shocker. So Spa last year, qualifying, George Russell ended up finishing P2. Max ended up getting P1. It was phenomenal. It was just a rain. There was a really nasty crash from Lando Norris in qualifying, caused a red flag. They went back out. Mr. Saturday there, you know, went out, got a flight, superb lap, got him onto pole. Somehow Max just edged it and put George Russell into P2. Heading into the race weekend, race
that,
day.
I wonder if that haunts George a little bit. That would have been his first race win.
Yeah, it would have, yeah. Well, and it's, you know, in a Williams.
Yeah.
That has been mental.
That would have been their first win since, God.
Yeah.
Someone let us know when. Their first win since when.
Yeah, let us know. It's been a while, I think.
It's been a long time.
Race day came and it was still pouring down. It was awful. My gut feeling still, and this isn't because I'm a Lewis fan, but I just felt generally like it was, the decisions made that day were really poor. To get a race out, they went out for like one or two laps. They're both behind a safety car, and then they classed it as a race.
I mean, I just thought it was fraudulent. So I think they did it so they didn't have to refund the fans that turned up.
Yeah.
Because then they said, well, you got to see a race.
I would have respected them more if they just turned around and said, you know what, we can't, from a safety point of view, we can't race, we'll refund fans. That would have been the best thing to do. But basically, you're sending fans home after two laps behind a safety car going, oh, well, you've got a good race out there. And then on top of it off, in a real, really big championship battle, Max gets full points for literally racing behind.
He got half points.
But he got for first place, all of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He got a race win. Don't get me wrong, it was nice to see George on the podium, but it was just embarrassing.
Yeah, you can't give a win to anyone for that.
No.
I appreciate if it was Lewis in that position, yeah, you would take the points. But from like an actual fan perspective, that was crap.
Oh, it was awful.
What is this? I'm just thinking back, right? I've got a fair gap in my Formula One watching days, but I'm going back a while now. I swear they used to race in heavy rain.
Well, it did.
They call it off a lot quicker now. Am I right?
No, they're not. Do you remember that video we watched the other day of Michael Schumacher going into the back of David Coulthard? Then they were going there. I think that was Spa. That was torrential rain. When I don't get me wrong, I understand all the safety aspects of it, but surely we've got the best engineers, the best technical geniuses in F1 which we've ever had before. Tire-wise, you've got Pirelli working so hard on wet tires and all this stuff.
You've got these cars that are also, albeit dangerous still, designed to protect the drivers in these crashes.
And the safest they've ever been. And if anything, we're being the most protective. Whereas I can understand years ago when you didn't have the halo and stuff like that.
Yeah, it should be like, oh, we can't let them out in this. They used to be like, oh, get out of there, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I don't remember the last time I watched a race in pissing down rain.
I think, you know, a lot of this has come from the days of, you know, like Jules Bianchi.
Yeah.
Obviously that.
No, which I completely understand. And I know like safety in sport has to keep moving forward. Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, rain is part of the sport. We've got wet tires.
Well, it's the weather conditions, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're that worried, then don't go to countries where there's rain. Go to like
race in Bahrain every week.
Yeah. I mean, if you're that worried about it, then the whole point of this is that it mixes up the season, and
it completely. I mean, it makes the the race so exciting because you literally have no idea what the outcome is going to be. No. And I appreciate they still race in rain, but I know that that Spa weekend was particularly bad. It was.
I could understand if why it got called off because it was bad. But what I would have wanted is them to say, okay, we can't race, refund the fans, that's it. But to make a mockery of the sport, they go, oh, we do two laps behind a safety car.
Those fans would have been better off going to the overpass on the M25 and just watch that.
They would have seen more. Yeah, they could have gone to go-kart track and seen more.
And it was free, probably. So, yeah, no, they got mugged off and it wasn't nice to see. Really.
No. So, but that's basically the race weekend.
You know what the forecast is this weekend?
Rain.
Rain.
So I really hope we don't have another
If we
weekend.
Have something like, oh my God, waited 4 weeks to come back and we just get two laps behind a safety car, Max Verstappen gets 12 and a half points.
Can you imagine though? Then they go, well, this is why I told you we don't want Spa next year.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they'll use the excuse for, isn't it?
Yeah, because we've looked at the weather conditions for the next 4 years and it looks really bad, so we're not going to come in.
I hope there is rain. I think it will make it really interesting.
But not as bad as last year.
I hope it doesn't get... That was bullshit.
There's two aspects. Last year in Spa, I can understand why they called it off, because it was awful. For example, when you look at Monaco this year, that was an awful rain, but they're like, we're not letting you out.
And that's what I mean in my point where I say, I swear they're a bit softer now. They do things that... It's almost like, well, hang on, isn't that actually... part of the sport.
I think the FIA are under a lot of pressure, especially after Massey-gate last year.
Yeah, and I appreciate they're, at the same time, they're really trying to protect the drivers, but...
They're in a car, which is most protected car.
At Monaco, I swear a lot of the drivers were like, what?
Yeah, no, they're really... Well, Martin Brundle was like, when do we just start racing? This is what, you know... And because their excuse was, we haven't tested the wet tyres around Monaco. Well... When would you...
Yeah, or like, don't you just trust that they work? I mean...
Get the sprinklers out and test them if you have to, but that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, so if you got a wet tyre, I'm sure they've been tested.
You wouldn't be able to, would you? Hosepipe ban. You wouldn't be able to get the sprinklers out.
That is true, unless you've laved your lawn within 28 days.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Well, were you in the 28 days with your lawn?
Yeah.
So you can still use your sprinkler, your hose?
Sort of. I'm sort of within 28 days.
Okay, yeah. Southeast Water, whatever it is. Come around and check Luke's water usage.
Don't do that. You don't need to do that.
Guys, let us know, what do you think this weekend? Do you agree? Do you think that they should be allowed to race more in rain? Who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is actually going to come last? Latifi? Do you want to get on to fan questions?
Yes. Every week, every single goddamn week. We put out a little Instagram post where we ask you to send in your greatest questions that you have.
Greatest questions?
Questions that you want go away.
Why have you got a book over there that says Naked Forex? Is that actually like a...
It's not like a porno, just because it's got the word naked in.
Market Wizards. Is that a book for like people like Harry Potter or something?
No.
Is it a spin-off from like Goblet of Fire?
No, but that's actually a good idea. Maybe I'll use that. Could you imagine me writing a book?
No, I can't.
I barely read them. I don't. They're only there for show. So when people walk in, they think I'm a smart geezer. I'm not. I don't read books.
But you do have the Jensen Button, a championship year.
People think I read that as well. I don't. Okay, this is actually quite a good one. How many World Drivers' Championships will Max Verstappen win at Red Bull? I personally can't see right now Max leaving Red Bull. But then I suppose people might have said that about Lewis at McLaren.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to go a different analogy there. I could never imagine Seb leaving Red Bull when he had won 4. So it's interesting because I think Max Verstappen is someone who, if he gets bored of a challenge, he will look for a new challenge. And the reason why I say that is I never imagined Seb to leave. I honestly didn't. That came out of nowhere when that happened.
And if Red Bull stopped giving him the car,
then he'll look elsewhere. So I think, do you know what? I'm going
to
go.
If you had to walk down the bookies right now, right? You had 100 quid and someone was saying, Max Verstappen, world championships in a Red Bull. you know, you've got one to, I don't know, let's say 10. How many is he winning?
Four.
Four including the current one that he's won?
Four including the current one he's won.
So further three.
Yep. The reason why I say that is because I still think a Ferrari will win a championship in between those periods.
Yeah.
And I think Mercedes will also win a championship in those periods.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
What about you?
Do you think he'll go on and win anymore elsewhere?
Only if he goes to a team like Ferrari or Mercedes.
Because I'm not going to lie, I can see Max getting close to the Schumacher, Hamilton.
Yeah. I agree.
Because he's got a lot of life left in him.
Yeah.
He's a young man.
I wouldn't be surprised if he matches it or beats it. I would not be surprised with that. But I think with Red Bull, I think four or five titles, but I'm more at four.
Yeah, I think you've got to get bored staying at the same team all life.
Sure. And the only reason I honestly...
No, even Schumacher won titles, title elsewhere.
Yeah, I honestly never imagined Seb leaving Red Bull because he was dominating. But as soon as he wasn't getting a good car, he was like, yeah, I'm out.
And, you know, Ferrari...
And Ferrari did call, didn't they?
Come
Ferrari
calling.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it'd be a hard thing. It's like, I know you guys hate these football analogies, but it's like when... You know, a player could be playing at a top Premier League club or wherever. As soon as Barcelona or Real Madrid come knocking, instantly players are like, no, I can't turn that down.
No, exactly.
And I think it's the same with Ferrari.
Yeah.
Ferrari come knocking and they're like, Formula One, Ferrari, yeah. Especially because the age of these drivers, Michael Schumacher was the guy as they were probably sort of really getting serious with racing. So they were probably idolizing Michael, being like, that's who I want to be. And, you know, I know Ferrari's history goes a lot further back than that, but these guys growing up, you know, even us growing up.
Someone's knocking at your door. Someone's ringing the bell.
Is that Paul McCartney?
No, it's that postcode lottery advert. You never heard it? It's the most annoying advert ever.
Yeah, but that song is Paul McCartney.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just postcode lottery. yeah, I'm really caught up with the music.
Which driver... Well, you and Paul McCartney are about the same age, aren't you?
Oh, I'll drop kick you after this.
Which driver had the greatest prime?
Had the greatest prime? I think you'd have to look at... likes of Seb.
I went to Seb.
Yeah, because I mean Lewis, he won it on his second season, but Seb, right from the word go, I mean it's hard.
But let's say look at his prime. I mean, he won those four championships over those
really
4 years.
Yeah.
And Lewis, obviously, you could argue that Lewis came into his prime a bit later. But I feel like every single person, that even if you weren't religiously watching F1, Seb dominated.
Yeah.
It was almost like there was just no one else.
I'd go Seb.
I know Alonso came close 1 year, but yeah, I remember Seb. And
he was just...
You know, Michael, he...
Yeah.
I would say that sort of 01, well, 2000... 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004.
But I still think Seb, just from his age wise.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Seb had a great prime. What I would love to see is like their win ratios in those sort of dominating seasons. Because you know, you would argue Lewis's prime was 14 to 21.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it's over for him now, but I'm just saying, you know, that domination, and now the regulations have changed. Same as for Seb.
Yeah.
The regulations changed and that was it. But yeah, I think Seb.
Mm.
If you two were both in Red Bulls, who would win?
That's easy, me.
We are still... I mentioned last week that cross-platform has come to F1. That is kind of a lie. They were trialling it. And it's coming at the end of this month. So it may well be the end of this week, next week.
So you're telling me you lied to the viewers?
I did. I lied to you.
A public apology, please.
No, because it actually wasn't incorrect. They had brought cross-platform, but it was just a trial. But this month, it is still coming. The end of the month. So me and Matt will have a race. I've been doing time trials.
Have you? I haven't been on it. I've played it once since I got it.
So why do you think you're going to be able to beat me?
Well, to be fair, I wasn't thinking on the F1 game. I was thinking just in general.
What, if we had real cars?
Real cars, yeah.
You've already said that you're very unfit.
Doesn't matter.
You'd gas out after like a few laps.
No, you be able like to if it. I was racing you, I would get through it. Look, I beat you at go-karting.
If there are any team principals watching, come and let us drive your cars. We're good.
Yeah, we're insured. Are you comprehensive?
I am fully comp. I passed my driving test with just four minors.
Yeah, I was five minors. But how many tests did you do?
One. Yeah, passed first time.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, what about you?
Yeah, yeah. No, I was. Yeah, yeah. Same. Yeah.
How many minors did you get?
Five.
And you didn't get arrested.
That's a rubbish.
That was bad.
But, that was bad.
Do you think Charles and Ferrari will have a better chance next year?
I think they'll learn a lot from this year. I think there's a lot of... I think this is the first proper year they've had a really competitive car. And I think they are going through some real transition. They're learning a lot. But what worries me is if you have Bonotto and his team. Don't get me wrong, Charles and Sainz have made their own errors this year, but they've definitely got a championship winning car. The issue is, do they have a championship winning team? And what I mean by that is, you look at Red Bull, their team, their structure, their engineers, the way they do their pit stops is so slick. That, for me, is a championship winning team.
Yeah.
You're now in a position where you have Ferrari, you have, in theory, championship winning drivers. Mm-hmm. Do you have a championship winning principal? That's questionable. Do you have championship winning engineers? That's also questionable.
Yeah, I think this, it all depends on how they react and learn from this year. You know, this year I think we've accepted they've thrown it away. You know, if they somehow win it, fair play. That would be some turnaround. If they get even the constructors, if they somehow manage to get the drivers' championship, then, you know, Jesus, we owe them a...
I'll make a deal.
A big pat on the back.
If they win one of the championships, I will shave my head. My hair, not my head. That'd be a bit sore.
You heard it here. And we will, yes, we will hold him to that. And I get to do it.
Yeah, fine. I don't mind. But I can't see it happening.
Yeah, I would be surprised, because I agree. I think
the potential is there.
Yeah, they can definitely next season have a better chance, but they have to make the right moves, the right steps forward. They have to actually take on board what has gone wrong and stop this sort of narrative that we're all fine.
Yeah, they needed a winning mentality. Team principle. That's what they need.
Because here's the thing, right? When things weren't going Mercedes' way, okay, the social media team wound us up.
Oh, yeah.
But the actual, you know, Toto was coming out and saying, this is unacceptable. This is, you know, Lewis was saying, you know, okay, it's just not good enough, but we are trying. Ferrari to be like, oh, this is fine.
Toto Wolff, Christian Horner are the definition of
successful
with. They, not them, I don't mean it in this way, but they're killers. They go in, they know what they want, they're not afraid to make decisions, they make the tough calls, they will win at all costs.
Yeah.
You've got a team principal in Bonotto who won't do that. If it's going badly, okay, well, don't worry, better luck next time. You know, he'd be that type of parent who would be at the sports day where their kid finishes last and they would be, don't worry about it, we'll go next week.
I brought a medal for you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's a taking part that counts. I like him as a guy, but do I think he has that killer instinct to actually win a championship? No. Would I be surprised if actually, potentially at the end of this year, if they have an awful second part of the season, would he be there? I wouldn't be so sure.
if they really fail this season, if they lose to Mercedes,
yep.
His job has to be under scrutiny.
That's just the
harsh reality
of it.
Final question. Do we have any non-podcast videos planned?
Look, guys, I'll be honest with you, okay? I'm gonna slate you here, okay? We've discussed it. We want to do, obviously, the F1 side. Mm-hmm. Getting Luke to do anything is really hard work.
Also, I'll be honest, which I'm pretty sure I said this on Waffling as well. I really don't like this world, so to speak. I like coming here and speaking about F1. I fucking hate being in front of a camera. I hate putting myself out in the public eye.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. So like, when you don't have the desire to really do something, that's not necessarily I don't have a desire to make this better or anything. There are certain things that I would like to try and I might like them, but it's getting yourself into that mindset of being like, okay, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna make this brilliant, when like you're just like, actually I don't really want to.
I get it. I completely get it. And I think what we do here is fun for both of us, in the sense of it doesn't take...
The podcast is one thing, right? I did get comfortable with that, doing Waffling. It was fine, but it's still... You never saw me like try and get in videos with Joe or try and get in videos with Theo.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I'm not a performer. The podcast is a lot more real. And I know people are saying, oh, but when you're in front of a camera, just be yourself anyway. It doesn't work like that on a YouTube video. No. Everything you watch on YouTube, bar a podcast, which they are definitely the most real things you're going to see, it's acting. And I'm not saying that means everyone you're watching is fake. It's not what I'm saying. But they're playing a character of themselves.
Yeah.
And you have to do that to make things engaging, entertaining. You're switching this on because you just want to listen to something. You just want to sit and listen to a conversation. That's why podcasts are a thing. And granted, you want it to be engaging conversation, which I like to think we do. But a video, you're watching for that short hit of attention. And you need someone that is banging your face.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, you know, I've done YouTube in the past and I've tried it. I've tried to succeed at it. And I did all right to a certain extent, but I didn't do amazing.
You did well. The thing is, people also underestimate how hard it is to crack.
Yeah. So, you know, I was happy with what I did. And then all of a sudden I stopped, you know, and I think there's a point in your life where you get quite content. Actually, I don't care about the whole thing of trying to be famous or I'm trying to do that. Then all of a sudden we started doing this. And I think, you know, again, correct me if I'm wrong here. When we did this, the one thing I like about doing this is it's easy. We turn up one evening a week. We chat about a sport we love. We get to interact with you guys. And it's easy because it's a topic which we're both interested in. Like you, I'm not too fussed about being in front of the camera all the time, doing all that stuff. I have no intention of doing this isn't about me being big. I want to create something within the F1 world where we are proud of, which I think we're doing already. We're gradually doing, you know, you guys are amazing. But the one thing which I like about this is what you see and what you hear from us is us. Us talking about our exercise program at the beginning of this podcast is just us being us and having a random conversation. There's no fakeness with us.
Creating content for content's sake as well is just, you know, you can tell when people don't enjoy it as well. I mean, I like to think you sit here and watch us and you think like, oh, you know, at least they're having fun and they want to talk. I'm just not sure you'd get that same vibe from videos. If it ever felt appropriate, I'm not saying, like, I'm not ruling it out, but it's whether I'd completely go out of my way to be like, okay, let's do this, let's pursue. I'm just not sure it's what I want to do. I'd love to, I think, get in some sort of streaming thing where we do a championship with you guys where we get 20 of us involved. Yeah. I think something like that would be sick. But again, that's going to be a lot more real. That's just going to be a camera on me, presumably a camera on you. You'll see me getting so angry at the game, I'll be punching my desk. And that would be real, but that's in a real environment. Like, we're just there playing a game. That's just sort of
I think that's us. That's something which is more us. I think if we ever did anything where we, don't get me wrong, I'm sure in time we might go to
A Grand Prix. And we would film it probably.
But no, but I don't even think we'd film it. I think what we'd do, we'd do Instagram stories because it's easier.
TikToks and stuff.
TikTok, because that's us, it's easier. I think even if we, what I'd like to do is, you know, go to these, you know, I've spoken to Formula Sport and they've said about going up to their warehouse. I think that could be like a good trip to see some of their, you know, stuff. Or if we went to like an F1 museum or a bit of history about it. But again, if we did that, I think it would just literally be Instagram stuff. I don't think it would be like a massive forced video, if that makes sense.
So I think what we're saying is the answer is not no. You may see... there's nothing planned, but there may be something in the future. There may not be.
I think the most planned thing is probably the online gaming stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Because I also think that would be cool. There might be other places doing that, not that I'm aware of, but I think doing a championship with you lot would be quality. I think that'd be quite unique.
Make it one day a week or every week where we do a season. Yeah, I think it would be fun.
Where we do like a 25% race or 50% race or whatever and have a little quality session and we'll just chat in a Discord or...
Because ultimately, you know, we want to build this podcast. We want it to do as well as it can. But ultimately, we want to have fun. And that's something which we said at the beginning. We don't want it to be stressful. Because I've done stuff in the past where you feel a lot of pressure, like you've got to get out. Don't get me wrong, we have our deadlines with uploading on Wednesdays and stuff. But, you know, we're very fortunate that we have Dan as well. Dan's been amazing. And, you know, go and follow Dan. He's our editor. He's in the link description below. He's phenomenal. And he alleviates a lot of pressure on us as well.
Yeah, massively.
So we're very thankful for him. But I think at the moment, we're just having fun. It's easy. We know every week we catch up.
We would also definitely like to live stream.
We said this, haven't we? We'd like to do one, yeah.
We would like to live stream the races, get some of you watching along with us, because I'm also aware that some of you don't have access to the races, which is, you know, so maybe watching us talk about it and talking about stuff throughout it would be good. Just need to figure out a setup, really.
What we need to do? We need to pick a race, because the issue with us, and we are bad at it, and I take full accountability as well, we get so busy sometimes that we want to do this. What we need to do, we need to pick a race.
Well, I'll make sure I'm not hungover.
Okay. But we need to go, okay, this is a race we're doing. We've got to get planned for then. That's what we need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. We will try and get something in the pipeline.
So this week, we have to pick a race. That's our job for this week.
But not this week. It won't be this week.
No, not Spa. But
not, I'll be hungover. I won't be. Not out.
No, I'm not saying Spa. But by the end of this week, we have to pick a race of this season we need to do.
And maybe it'll be... Yeah, we'll try and make it a good race as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably won't pick like a Monza or something.
I like Monza, but yeah.
Monza was good last year because you had the crash, but...
Okay. But yeah. I mean, in theory, if you had a choice out of this...
I really kind of want to go and watch the football.
Yeah, no. Okay, let's end the podcast. Let's end the podcast.
We will discuss.
Let's end the podcast. Let's go. Right, guys. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you did, hit a like button. Subscribe if you are new. Check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a rating on there. We really appreciate it. 5-star would be great. But yeah, guys. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much for watching. And we shall see you next week for a brand new podcast. Bye-bye.